Audience members see, swirl, smell, sip, and savor six wines while watching a hilarious musical comedy. That is the concept behind Wine Lovers, the wine-tasting musical. The Vineyard Comedy has enjoyed sold-out runs in New York City and New Orleans and is now kicking off its upcoming 2012 national tour with a limited two-week run in Saratoga Springs, New York at the Universal That's a great sound. At the Universal Preservation Hall, it opened last night. It runs through August 21st. The Saratoga engagement features the talents of Jamie Wax as wine teacher Charles Thompson, and we welcome him to the studio this morning.
Thank you so much.
Corkscrew in hand.
That's exactly right. It's typecasting.
Also joining us, Holly Ann Ruggiero, the director and lead producer. Holly, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Love having you here. So, Holly Ann, how did this all come together and come to be?
Well, the show started back in 2007 in New York City with Michael Green, who was the wine writer and editor for Gourmet Magazine until it closed a few years ago. He absolutely loves wine and loves theater and was trying to find a fantastic way to put the two together. So he thought this would be the perfect idea for you to come see a show and drink six wines over the course of 65 minutes. So everybody walks away absolutely loving the show.
That's right.
So that's how it all kind of started. And we worked on the show in New York, and then we had a great run in New Orleans, and now we're trying to bring it all over the country.
How does it work? Because, I mean, obviously there is a mixture here of elements of a wine tasting and a musical, so you want to be true to both.
Right. Well, basically, when you come in, all of the wine is set out, like as you would have it in a tasting. So when the audience walks in, all of the wine is already sitting there, so it's pre-poured. And basically, the concept of the show is that we're teaching you really about how to enjoy a wine tasting, how to enjoy wines, and the two performers, Christy Cates and Brian McElroy, playing Brian and Catherine, they are learning about the wine and wine tasting concepts as the audience is at the same time. So it's really, the show is instructional and also really fun at the same time.
And now, Jamie,
yes,
you play the teacher. The
That's
wine
right.
Teacher. You are the instructor.
The instructor.
So you were not only instructing these two characters, you were instructing the audience as well.
That's exactly right. I mean, I think from discussing this with Michael Green, there was a natural theatricality to the process of a wine tasting and a wine class. There was an interaction between teacher and audience that was very fun and lively and different than any other kind of instructional experience. And then he would often see people, I think, meet up, fall in love, have a discussion. It was a great way for people to meet. And it lent itself naturally to a story arc where there's a romance that blooms. So really, it's just it's wonderfully interactive. It's a structured, scripted wine tasting with some fantastic music by Gary Negbauer. Really excellent score, and some really fun elements that I think are surprising and entertaining to people.
Do the wines change?
Yeah, the wines change. The wines change in every location. We try to work with local vineyards and local wine merchants to bring their wines into the show, which is really fun and exciting. And so the script changes for every location. So the actors have to learn new lines, obviously relating to the wines, so we can really be true to what they taste like. And we've been working with the Adirondack Winery here in Lake George. Jamie's holding a bottle of it right now.
Do you like to sample here?
It's noon, it's noon somewhere. We figure.
That's right.
we let go of that rule a long time ago.
Oh, yeah.
So we've been working with the Adirondack Winery in Lake George. They've provided the Chardonnay for the show, which is great. And people are loving this one. And we also, when we go down to Florida, we'll be working with different wineries down there as well. So it's exciting. And it's a lot, you know, for the actors to change the script for every location. It's a lot of work, but it's really interesting.
So Jamie, give me a sense of how you would teach me about this particular wine.
Well, we have a process in this show that is see, swirl, smell, sip, swish, spit. We can leave out the spit part of it today. That's during a really intensive tasting, you know, where you don't want to drink all the wines. But we want to drink these wines. So basically, the rule... The musical rule in the show is at first you see and then you swirl, you smell and sip and start to swish, and last of all, you don't forget to spit. So we will see the wine. So you look at the wine for its color, its clarity. Mm-hmm. You swirl the wine. And then you note the legs of the wine, Joe. Do you know what the legs are?
Is that the bubbles?
It's the droplets on the side. That's right. And the slower and longer the tearing effect of the wine droplets on the side, that means the higher the alcohol and sugar content of the wine. So the more fun you're going to have, in a way. Mm-hmm. And then you smell the wine after you've opened it up with the swirl.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And you get the aromas. And then you put a bit in your mouth, and you kind of swish it around, aerate it a little bit inside the mouth, and then you swallow.
Simple as that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And we do that for 5 different wines. We have 3 whites and 2 reds, and then we leave the sixth as a surprise at the end of the show that everybody gets. And one thing that's fantastic, and we've seen this already up in Saratoga, nobody wants to leave at the end of the show because everybody just kind of sits and is talking to each other and interacting, which is awesome to see. And it's wonderful to be able to
sober up.
Exactly. Well, we have cabs
Union
waiting.
Avenue,
yeah,
right.
Exactly.
And we do offer cab services.
We do have cab services. It's wonderful to see people throughout the course of the show, kind of starting a conversation. Like, we take a moment for people to really kind of look over the wines together and kind of, if you know, talk about it. And so it's interesting to see an audience come together, people that, you know, you just sit down next to suddenly become your friends, and that's really fun to see.
So are you at a physical table? Is it set up in a dinner theater fashion?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're at a banquet table. So there's 6 people at each table, and all of the wines are set out ahead of time, and you have a tasting card that tells you a little bit about the wines. We describe the wines in great detail in the show, but you also have a tasting card that you can take home with you, and you can also purchase the wines if you like them after the show. So that's
very
good thing.
Very cool.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, so it doesn't surprise me that I mentioned this earlier when I was talking to Steve at the beginning of the show, but it just seems to me that it's surprising that it took this long to come up with this idea.
I know.
You know, it seems like a very natural thing.
Yeah, I think so. Well, it's challenging. I mean, as the producer, the one thing that's a challenge is that a lot of theaters are not used to serving so much alcohol. So you have to have a place where you can wash all these glasses.
At least front of house.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's right.
Exactly. Usually it's afterwards at the show. So, I mean, you know, when we're sold out there, that's 150 people, you know, and everybody has 6 glasses. So that's a lot of glassware. So I think that while the idea has always kind of been there for us, you know, there's something to figuring all of that out. And so we've been working with Allardyce Rental in Saratoga, who they've been fantastic. And, you know, they come and they help us wash the glasses and they set things up, and we work with amazing caterers. So there's a lot of opportunity to get the whole community involved, which is great. But yeah, it is like at the end of the night, you look out and, you know, there's 700 glasses.
Yeah. You know, I got to say, it is remarkable. This is the fourth time I think I've gotten to work with Holly Ann, and it is a natural. You're right. I mean, it's amazing it's taken this long, but when you think about the elements that have to come together, I don't think they would have come together without her organization and her vision, because it is a fully scripted play. It is an improvisational experience for the performers in the audience. It's a full-on musical, and it's a full catering event. So it's all these things converge to make a really complete evening. And that's one of the great things about it is, I think as performers, by the end of this, we just feel like we've given people a really complete evening. They've talked and laughed with each other at different points in the show, with us at different points in the show. They've seen a real experience that has made them laugh and engage them emotionally, and they've learned about wine and experience these wines. So I really think it's just as complete an evening out as you can have.
I
was going to say, one thing that's really important too is that this engagement is raising money for Universal Preservation Hall.
Yeah.
So I don't know if you got to see the space, but it's
gorgeous.
A beautiful space. Yeah. It's gorgeous, and it they're looking to raise $1.5 million for the renovation. So a lot of the money from the show is going towards that. So that's another really big reason to come out too.
It is, just so you know, you can go to universalpreservationhall.org and find out more information about this event and about their organization and the great work that they do. We've been talking a lot about them this summer. They've been very busy, and this is a very cool thing that's going on for 2 weeks. And of course, you're here at the height of the racing season, so Saratoga is happening, isn't it?
Yeah, totally.
Now, Jamie, you, so as an actor in the show, are you... I mean, the obvious question that I have to ask you, because I'm bound as a talk show host to ask this question, but I mean,
think I know what it is.
Yeah, obviously you've been asked it 8 million times, but I mean, do you drink during the show?
Well, you know, that's a well-kept trade secret, but I'll share it with you. We have green tea, and for the reds, because there just is nothing that looks like red wine, we have watered-down reds. So we really, the pours on stage are very, very small, and it's not real wine, but the pours in the crowd are very sizable.
Those are real.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did the tasting the other night. It's sizable.
it is sizable, yes.
I mean, you're getting at least 3 ounces of each, so you're drinking at least 18 ounces, which is, you know, 3/4 of a bottle of wine in about 65 minutes.
Yeah,
so pretty,
and you have, you know, good. You can stop at any time. We just want to give you as much or as little as you want.
Does it ever get in the way of the show, in the sense, for you of you know, getting the message across?
It's actually pretty remarkable. I think the way this show is structured, it's structured so well that it sort of, it loosens up as the audience loosens up.
Yeah.
And by the end of it, occasionally the very last number that is sort of a reprise is really loose. People are chatting and clinking, but it's exactly the spirit of this last number called Let's Toast that's just a sort of button on the show. So I kind of think the audience's evolution matches the show's evolution perfectly every night.
Mm. And I would think as a producer, Holly Ann, that it wouldn't be a tough sell, in the sense if you go to a place and you say, here's the, other than the practical side of the glasses and so
right,
forth, which
no.
I certainly understand.
Yeah.
But it seems like a great thing that people can do relatively easily.
Yeah. No, I think that it isn't. It definitely shouldn't be, and we're doing really well here in Saratoga. I mean, the idea that the tickets are $59, you're $59 for, you know, Broadway performers in a show and 6 glasses of wine, I think is very relatively reasonable.
You know, we didn't get to that, but man, your cast is incredible.
Yeah. Yeah, we have a really good group.
I mean, these are veteran Broadway performers.
Yeah,
and off Broadway. I mean,
yeah, Christy is incredible. Christy and I have worked together multiple times. She was in the original company of Wicked on Broadway,
yep.
And she was the Elphaba standby and went on a lot as Elphaba. She was in Green for many years.
Yeah.
And she and I have worked together multiple times, and she's just absolutely hilarious and sings like a bird. It's wonderful. We have some really kind of romantic moments in the show. And last night when she was singing, I looked over, this woman was, her head was in her husband's shoulder, and she was like crying. And so it's like, oh my God. Those are some of the things we love to see, these kind of really warm emotional moments.
She was loaded.
Yeah, exactly.
We don't know that. She was emotional.
She was actually drinking her husband's wine too. Well, I love seeing that. Like, if somebody has an empty seat next to them, you can tell which wines they like. They're pouring the empty tasters.
Yeah, that's true. Some people taste for two.
Yeah, they totally taste for two.
It's a great show to buy a single for.
Yeah.
Then Brian was starring in Jersey Boys, which was a show that I worked on for a long time.
Yeah.
So, he's incredible. And then, of course, Jamie, who's here right now. We've gotten to work together a lot in New Orleans.
And you worked on Tremé?
I did, yeah, which has been great for the city of New Orleans. You know, Louisiana is where I'm from, and it's experiencing an incredible resurgence. It's just, you know, it's a beautiful. And that city embraced this show, too, because show about
huge
wine and food in New Orleans.
Yeah, I'm shocked.
It's shocking. So,
Wine Lovers, the wine tasting musical, is kicking off its upcoming 2012 national tour with a limited 2-week run in Saratoga Springs at the Universal Preservation Hall. It opened last night. It runs through the 21st. August 21st. You can go to universalpreservationhall.org for more information. Universalpreservationhall.org. And you have a website, too.
We do, winelovers.themusical.com. And you can check that out if you want to come with a group. We really encourage groups. They can meet the cast afterwards and get autographed programs. You can email us at producer@winelovers.themusical.com, and we'll set up a group rate for you as well.
Excellent.
Yeah.
And you, again, have until the 21st in Saratoga, and then it'll be going elsewhere, and you can check that out online. Jamie and Holly Ann, I thank you very much for being with us. Cheers, sir.
Thank you very much for
being with us. And I wish you all the luck in the world. Have a great time
in
Saratoga.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.